Morning Watch. Crucial aspects of Matthew 5 through 7, week 3. The prayer that is critical to the kingdom life. Tuesday. Related verses. Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10. You then pray in this way. Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified. Your kingdom come, your will be done. As in heaven, so also on earth. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, being always ready for a defense to everyone who asks of you an account concerning the hope which is in you. Revelation 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Daniel 2 verses 44 and 45. And in the days of those kings, the God of the heavens will raise up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and its reign will not be left to another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that out of the mountain a stone was cut without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will happen afterward, and the dream is certain, and its interpretation trustworthy. Related reading. In Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13, we find the pattern of prayer. However, it is not the pattern for all prayers. The prayer presented here in Matthew 6 is absolutely different from the prayer taught in John. In Matthew 6, we are not told to pray in the Lord's name, but in John 14 through 17, the Lord Jesus told us repeatedly to pray in his name. The reason for this difference is that the prayer here in Matthew is not related to life. It is related to the kingdom. In this short pattern of prayer, the kingdom is mentioned at least twice. Verse 10 of chapter 6 says, quote, your kingdom come, end quote. And verse 13 says, quote, yours is the kingdom. End quote. The prayer in John, on the contrary, is related to life. Praying in the Lord's name is not a matter of the kingdom, but a matter of life. To pray in the Lord's name means that we are one with the Lord. In praying to the Father, we are one with the Lord. Hence, we are praying in his name. To pray in the Lord's name is actually to pray in the person of the Lord. We are praying with him in one name and in one life. Therefore, we are one with him in life, praying to God the Father. You must abide in the Lord and be one with him. You must remain in your spirit and pray in oneness with him. This is what it means to pray in his name. But the prayer in Matthew 6 concerns the kingdom. In other words, it is a fighting prayer, a prayer of warfare against God's enemy for God's kingdom. Matthew 6, verse 9 begins with the words, quote, you then pray in this way, end quote. The words in this way do not mean that we should recite. In the example of prayer given as a pattern by the Lord, the first three petitions imply the Trinity of the Godhead. Your name be sanctified is related mainly to the Father. Your kingdom come to the Son. And your will be done to the Spirit. This is being fulfilled in this age, and it will be ultimately fulfilled in the coming kingdom age, when the name of God will be excellent in all the earth. The kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of Christ, and the will of God will be accomplished. Matthew 6 verse 9 says, quote, Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified. End quote. Today, God's name is not sanctified. Rather, it is profaned and made common. Unbelievers may ask, what is God? Who is God? People speak about Jesus Christ in the same way that they speak about Plato or Hitler. They make the name of the Lord Jesus common. But we know that the day will come, in the millennium, when the name of God will be sanctified. But prior to that time, our Father's name is wholly sanctified in the church life today. We do not call upon the Father or speak the name of the Lord in a common way. Rather, when we say Father or Lord, we sanctify these holy names. Thus, we need to pray, O Father, your name be sanctified. Verse 10 says, quote, your kingdom come, end quote. Although the kingdom is here in the church life today, the manifestation of the kingdom is yet to come. Thus, we must pray for the coming of the kingdom. This matter of the kingdom is clearly related to God the Son. Verse 10 also says, quote, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth, end quote. After the rebellion of Satan, the earth fell into his usurping hand. Thus, the will of God could not be done on earth as in heaven. Hence, God created man with the intention of recovering the earth for himself. After the fall of man, Christ came to bring the heavenly rule to earth so that the earth could be recovered for God's interest, so that the will of God could be done on earth as in heaven. This is why the new king established the kingdom of the heavens with his followers. The kingdom people must pray for this until the earth is fully recovered for God's will in the coming kingdom age.